proclamation number 8324 dated the November 8, 1962. People's attitude towards Mary, the mother of Jesus. I am always willing to answer when you are moved by spiritual questions, for you, who are intended to spread the truth from me, must also know the truth yourselves. You must be able to differentiate between error and truth. And therefore a light has to be kindled where you are still dark in spirit, where ambiguity still exists. For you should know that one misguided teaching will repeatedly lead to new errors. Time and again explanations were given to you about people's attitude towards Mary, the earthly mother of my body, in the sense that she can certainly be called the most revered being in my kingdom of light, to whom you humans may also grant your love, yet always with the reservation that she, due to a high spiritual degree of maturity, dwells in my kingdom as a child of God, in which I myself reign as God and Creator, as Father, as the primary source of light and strength, as the highest and most perfect spirit in eternity. Hence she, having been a living creation, returned to me as my child, whereas I am the Creator myself and therefore would like to receive unlimited love from you humans, which you will also grant to me when you have completely entered into my will and wholeheartedly yearn for unification with me. I want to possess this unlimited love of yours and all beings in my kingdom of light, who love me just as intimately, will only ever endeavor to so influence people that they will turn towards me. But at no time ever will they encourage people's love to look for a different goal than me, which, however, happens when a being of light enjoys exceptional veneration from people, which should only be given to me. And for this reason no being of light will ever appear to people in a way which will cause fervent worship. For an appearance like that would only strengthen a wrong teaching, such as the veneration of Mary, the Mother of God, has to be regarded, which established itself in people. I myself would never encourage and support misguided teachings. And since all beings of light have completely entered into my will and also know how such misguided teachings disadvantage the human beings' souls, no such attempt will ever be undertaken on part of the beings of light, but my adversary will indeed use precisely such wrongly directed faith and try to fortify it with apparitions of which he is the originator himself. For as soon as he succeeds in diverting people's attention ever more towards strange gods, he is displacing me myself, who wants to be the only goal of people's desire. Using cunning and trickery, my adversary will try anything in order to lead people into wrong thinking and, understandably, can work best where misguided teachings have already prepared the ground to receive his poisonous seeds. Time and again my love, wisdom and might revealed themselves by conveying my word, so that people were introduced to the truth. And my adversary works in the same way by seeking to gain people's belief through announcing events which he is very well aware of. And since I myself cannot work directly in people who have built on his foundation, he influences them through works of deception, and people don't recognize them as the adversary's work of deception, since he does not shy away to appear in the disguise of one of the most elevated beings of light, because behind this mask he has access to them. The fact that in special cases spiritually fully mature human souls are capable of spiritual vision is not disputed. Yet as soon as it concerns transmissions which are intended to be made to people on my part for the salvation of their souls, it happens by way of a direct revelation through the Spirit, but which then also involves the task of passing these revelations on to fellow human beings. However, such revelations will never be given to underage children, forbidding them to speak about them. From this alone people should deduce the originator of such apparitions. During the time of the end, my adversary has great power, and he truly uses it well. And his influence will also take root wherever error exists. The error will be ever more strengthened, and the fact that you humans are offered error is evidenced in that, time and again. Precisely that being of light is placed into the forefront which would like to use all its influence only such that it will guide people towards me as the divine redeemer, because it knows in what bondage they languish and that they can only find deliverance through Jesus Christ. Such apparitions, however, only ever succeed in providing extraordinary momentum for the adoration of God's Mother, which is also my adversary's will, that people create strange gods for themselves in order to worship them. A large structure of lies has been erected and its walls keep getting ever stronger, but which can only be destroyed by the pure truth which is conveyed from my side to earth. And anyone who desires to know the truth will also clearly understand and be able to differentiate between lies and truth. He will appeal to me myself for clarification, and I will truly not withhold the truth from him. Amen.